This episode of the Bob and Brian Binge is brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
Thrifty Rent-A-Car awards a prize to the people every year who have the worst honeymoon and write in and tell them about it. It's a contest they run over the course of a year, and the winning couple is Lori and Ron Stagg of Utah. Spent their first night in a car crash.
Well, that's a bad way to start.
Gone, smashed to bits were all their wedding presents, and they were left covered in blood and Cheetos. Apparently a big bag of Cheetos ruptured during.
Something to eat along the way.
Now, okay, so I suppose it's the fact that they were, put their lives at risk and lost their car that makes it seem so bad, but I think actually one of these runners-up sounds worse. One of them, runner-up, is a runner-up to the worst honeymoon. The guy had to get an emergency root canal in Bermuda.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But there were no dentists available, so a pediatrician did it.
They're not really qualified to work.
Baby doctor did it. Joked about using hand puppets instead of Novocaine. The guy, bedside manner. But this is the one. I think this just sounds... A woman from Wyoming had to slaughter a 350-pound pig at the reception because the butcher never showed. Can't imagine. White.
And a nice white wedding dress.
And you're gutting out a pig. Up to your elbows in blood and guts, pulling entrails out like you're starting a lawnmower.
Now bring me an apple. Elbows.
See? That's what I thought.
Why you can stand there, you can help me. We gotta feed 300 freaking guests.
Apparently, her husband was nowhere in sight.
And I slaughtered this freaking pig all by myself. My wedding dress.
See, how stupid is that? Right away, the very first hour of your marriage, you've given her all the cards. You have nothing left.
Oh. Yeah, it's just like the time I had to slaughter that pig at our wedding.
She couldn't go get cold cuts.
Oh, I was in Wyoming.
Man, that's...
Then, of course, in our religion, after the vows are done, the couple slaughters a pig. Just couldn't... I couldn't get over that.
Wow.
Doesn't that seem worse than the car accident with Cheetos?
Yeah, come on, hands down. You got some Cheetos on you, get all scraped up. So what?
You're not up to your neck in pig guts.
Right.
Well, and what are your guests doing? Yeah. Well, I got all dressed up.
Not one gentleman in the bunch?
No kidding.
Not one.
No kidding.
And they're supposed to be cowboys out there, like, ma'am,
right.
Excuse me.
This ain't no job for a lady.
Right. Yeah.
Ma'am, I'll slaughter that pig.
Get out of here. Drop dead.
Where have all the cowboys gone, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about butchering pigs, ma'am.
I just know a pretty gal like yourself.
A pretty little... A pretty little tumbleweed like yourself ain't oughtn't to happen to go and kill a pig on her wedding day. Give me that there knife.
Make sure you cut off the testicles, then. The boys in the back said they want them. Barbecue sauce.